thought we already knew, that we had our man.
D'Angelo's accused of committing 50 rapes and 12 murders, among other crimes, across several California counties in the 70s and 80s.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Los Angeles. The Trump administration arguing for the president's travel ban before the Supreme Court.
Statements President Trump made about Muslims both before and after his election were questioned by the justices. The administration's solicitor general says those statements don't apply to this executive order. But the attorney arguing against the executive order says the president's words do matter.
Fox is Jared Halpern in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Mr. President, they're all saying what a great relationship we have.
Finally, we meet.
Dandruff.
Sometimes people who should worry about dandruff don't.
But we do have a very special relationship. In fact, I'll get that little piece of dandruff off.
Your head and shoulders above the rest.
Little piece. We have to make them perfect.
Head and shoulders. Forget dandruff. Have beautiful hair.
It's amazing watching this, I hate the word bromance.
No, and I love what he said after. Let me get that dandruff. We want him to be perfect. He is perfect.
Very fatherly. Remember, he was going to destroy, everybody on the planet was going to hate us and all this crap that was predicted. And it's just amazing to watch somebody fighting back. And it's Kanye West, of all people, saying, say what you want. I like that. I really like that. I respect that. The interesting news item is we continue to wait and wait and wait with all of this evidence for somebody in the entire FBI upper echelon, you know, the election rigging, you know, the tampering with the... Somebody put out a great meme. Putin publishes list of Russian spies that conspired to throw election, and it's pictures of Hillary and Loretta Lynch and, you know, the Strokes, Stroke and a Strokeette, all of them. Why are they still, by the way, not... What's taking so long?
They might very well be cooperating.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, because based on the texts we've seen, and there's more of those coming out, the texts we've seen between those two, I want to know who's going to be the person that says, well, I was just obeying orders. Orders from who? There, when Rich and I went to see Chappaquiddick, they always run trailers that are kind of consistent with the theme of the movie you're seeing because you're more likely to want to come back and see those. And there are two that look good. One of them is about Watergate. And on screen, they put the words, the biggest scandal in American political history. Right? And then this is, it's not all the president's men, which is basically a tribute to Robert Redford's hair and Dustin Hoffman's cuteness.
It was fantastic hair at that time. He still has good hair.
And then, what was the, oh, this thing, the Post. The Post, Rich was disappointed. He said it was weak. But it's basically about the same time thing. So now there's yet another movie coming about that. And one of the teasers they're saying is the greatest scandal in American political history. I got news for you. They're already wrong. We are living through that now. It's just that it's unfolding at the pace of Chinese water torture. We want to see something happen. We want to see some action. It ain't. But here's something interesting. Rudy Giuliani is now involved in this. Now, what makes that significant? I liked Rudy when he was running back. Was it 12, I think? He was thinking about being a candidate, or 2008, somewhere in there. And since he was still popular because of the way he handled 9/11 with people outside of New York City, the media immediately started throwing flames about some family riff or something with his daughter. So he can't be president. They just picked him off, one at a one. And who were we left with? The Maverick, John McCain. And as soon as he was the last one, then they turned on him.
Fight with me, my friend. Fight with me. Fight with me. Keep America strong. Fight with me.
Let's remember something about Rudy Giuliani. I watched, they're on American Heroes Channel. I don't know why on American Heroes, because I don't consider mob bosses heroes.
Right.
But they tell the stories of these guys that ran the five families in New York, and et cetera. Right up to John Gotti. who was probably the last real capo dei tutti. I know that sounds like the name of a guy who runs an ice cream parlor, but that's not it. That's the captain of all captains, right?
Oh, okay. Okay.
And going all the way back to the days of Thomas Dewey, the guy that looked like the little man on the wedding cake?
Yeah.
Who put Lucky Luciano in jail on a prostitution charge, even though he had done so many murders and other things that were, latest approval numbers on the president's. I'm not buying that. 44. What are they disapproving of? The dandruff? Although rising gas prices are not going to help, but we'll talk to Brandt about that tomorrow. Rudy Giuliani in the 80s, when he still had hair, was the chief prosecutor for the District of Manhattan. And he put together the RICO case against the five families. And a lot of that was information that came from Sammy the Bull Gravano. And, you know, he was a rat. But he put the heads of the five families in jail with 100-year sentences. For the first time, they could not, you know, they weren't able to bribe the jury, the judges, or anybody else. They were all convicted. This also would include Donnie Brasco, who in real life was Joe Pistone, the FBI guy who became a maid guy in the mob. An amazing story. Rudy Giuliani was the people, that was the man that led the team that brought them down. Now, Rudy is part of Trump's personal lawyer team dealing with the ongoing probe into this Russian interference thing, of which there has been zero evidence produced. And he is meeting with special counsel Robert Mueller. I can't think of a better person to have on his team right now for this purpose than Rudy. We may see some things begin to happen. But this is a guy they've got to take very seriously, because he did something that no other prosecutor was able to do. And by the way, he cleaned up New York. He ran on it. I saw New York in the 80s. You couldn't walk 100 feet without running into a beggar or somebody selling phony crap on the street. Getting around downtown Manhattan was like a game board of avoiding this hobo and that bum and this beggar and that creep.
What about street-walking cheetahs?
Didn't see those, I don't know. You mean hookers?
Yeah.
I don't recall seeing them. If they were there, I didn't notice.
Okay.
But he came in.
I appreciate your honesty.
I saw from 1982 when I made my first trip there to the late 80s when I went there several times, there was a complete fundamental transformation of the cleanliness, the safety, and the beauty of Manhattan. It was amazing. And Rudy cleaned it up. Got rid of all those rat-infested peep houses and stuff in Times Square. I mean, in the 80s, they were just disgusting. So this is a guy who knows how to accomplish a goal. And it's going to be, I'm glad that he is now engaged as part of the team who is going to help focus on where the real corruption was. Big D.
Hey.
Right.
How y'all doing today, man?
Oh, things are
good. Sounds like you like the mafia like I do.
Well, it fascinates me. Let me put it that way.
Oh, it is fascinating. Greg, I liked everything you said. And let me tell you what, I was up there in the 70s. Mm-hmm. It was pretty scary. Yeah, I was a big guy back then, and I walked my fist bulging. Because if you went down the wrong place, you're probably going to meet the boogeyman. And I went down those streets and back over to the hotel and said, let me lock my doors. But anyway, I want to take over to another mafia, what's left of the Phoenix City Bunch.
Oh, yeah. God, that's a great story.
Yeah, the Cornbread Cosa Nostra.
Yeah.
And I went over there in Biloxi when I was, before there was anything there that, you know, organized gambling. But they were running the B-girls, and they were just absolutely hurting those soldiers who were over there from summer camp. And there was a guy over there that was the darling of Cadet Point, and he became the mayor. Mm-hmm. And I'll get you some of these names sometime, but his law partner, and his law partner's wife, they were in their home and they were assassinated. Wow. And here's what you always know. It's always, always done with 22 caliber long pistols with silencers.
Mm-hmm.
So they find out that actually this guy, Pete Halott, that's his name, he was the one who went in there on the judge, Judge Sherry and his wife. So,
are you talking Biloxi now or Phoenix City?
No, that was after that Phoenix City bunch got busted up. They went over there as the cornbread Cosa Nostra on that coast over there. And they had some bad people. I'm talking about some of the worst. But I'm going to get you some of my notes and stuff, and you can probably get that off of the internet. I saw some of it on television one time, too.
Oh, I'd love to see it. I really would.
I will. And listen, I'll get that up for you sometime. Even drop it by the station or something, okay?
I'd love that. Thank you.
Hey, by the way, if you do a bake sale,
yes,
I do a great million-dollar pie. That's pineapple, and I do baked pecan pies.
Oh,
but and sometime I dump a little chocolate in there. Maybe you and I could swap a pie one of these days.
That's possible. I'm thinking of doing that because, you know, since the wedding is over and stuff, I feel like I got to do something of importance.
I'll do what I can, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, listen, you guys have a great night. I wish I could be out there with you. Got to be here by my daughter. So, hey, love you guys. Love your show. And
daughters are always an acceptable excuse around here. You should know that. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for the call. That's what touched me so much about Sherry Gissendener Callaway, her devotion to her dad, you know, as he was going through these final months, and they were difficult for him, and she was there for him. And, you know, you can shoot for all these different goals, but suppose I'm one of those miracle people who does every bad habit for years. I've quit most of them. I still smoke.
Yeah. Tobacco's hard to quit.
Statistically, it's the hardest addiction to break. But somehow, through all of that, I managed to live to a really old age. And I would want to... That's when you find out. That's when you get your report card on what kind of a father you were. If you get to that point where you need help, or you become ill, and you have a daughter who will come, take care of you, you know, and help look after you, that's when you really get your report card on the life you've lived and the example you've set as a dad, like her dad, Joe. I don't anticipate living to be quite that old, but, you know, who knows? Those things are already written somewhere. We just don't know the answers yet, you know. It's part of life is finding those things out. But that's what you would strive for, that you gave and provided and nurtured and took care of one or more kids at a level where they want to be there for you when you get old and you need help. Because I'll tell you, the toughest thing I've ever done in my life is one of my best ideas, but I don't think I ever did anything that made me just wrung me out more emotionally. One Christmas time, so why don't we go to an old folks' home and bring them gifts and visit, you know, and chat with the folks. And there was a public housing place not far from downtown Miami. So out of my pocket, I chartered two buses. We filled them up with people. They brought cookies and gifts, and we had a couple of sponsors that contributed stuff. Oh, my God. These people that were, I mean, it wasn't a dump. There were no rats or anything running around, but it was very Spartan.
Yeah.
And these poor folks were so thrilled to have a younger person, a human being to talk to, who cared enough to visit them, because almost all of them had kids that stopped caring about them years previous. It was so heartbreaking that I and several of the other people, we every so often we just have to go into the stairwells of this place, this cement block nightmare, and just bawl our eyes out at what we saw. That we were so happy that they were, you know, that it meant so much to them to see us, but that they had been so abandoned by their own kids. Showing us letters and stuff. Jeez. You know, I'm not trying to bring everybody down today, but that came to mind when we were talking about Joe Gissendaner. And it's something we all have to face. And I'll never, ever forget that. I'll never, ever forget that. That was a real eye-opening experience. It is 5:17. Something else that can happen in life that's not real pleasant is divorce. Mm. And whether you are part of a marriage where both of you sort of wake up one day and say, you know what, we're not what we used to be. We're not the team that we started out as. Life is short, so let's go our own way. At that moment, you have two adults who are going to be looking out for their own individual best interests and not what's best for the marriage. At that point, for men, you need to hire a law firm. Doesn't mean that has to be a big deal, but you want to make sure you have two people who are going to look out for your best interests so you exit the marriage with your dignity intact and all that you rightfully contributed so that you exit with a fair share, unless you decide otherwise, you can do that, of mutually accumulated property. And when it comes to children, if there are children involved, that that every single second of time is there in a document that's enforceable by law. And in many cases where custody is kind of a toss-up, that you have two advocates who will be there for you, like Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. That's what they do. They represent men in matters of divorce. For starters, if you are looking for a law firm, or maybe you know somebody who's just gotten this news, refer them to divorceformenalabama.com and ask them to read the testimonials. If not, they can be reached directly at 819-4810. 819-4810 for Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. Making men matter.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At 519, here's another great restaurant you should try.
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco, great food and a great time.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The accident on Atlanta Highway appears to be off to the side and out of the way. Traffic moving through there pretty well. On Perry Hill Road, that accident there is just north of Harrison Road in front of the church, and it looks like it's still being worked on a little bit there. Interstate systems are okay. The boulevard looking real good, and the 31s are all right. Get an extra $1,000 trade-in on any used Toyota Tundra or RAV4. At the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter, the selection is incredible at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Jeff Sanders with today's news headlines. A man accused of distributing inappropriate images of an underage girl online is now charged with producing porn. 24-year-old Andrew Cantley of Auburn was arrested on unrelated charges April 16th. Cantley is now charged with producing pornography with minors. We're just one day away from the official grand opening of the National Memorial for Peace and Justice. The weekend of events in Montgomery will include the additional opening of the Equal Justice Initiative's Legacy Museum and the Concert for Peace and Justice on Friday night. And the National Weather Service confirms 6 more tornadoes hit parts of southern Alabama and the Florida Panhandle during storms on Sunday. Those include 2 twisters in Crenshaw County and 1 apiece in Montgomery County and Gulf Shores. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to tune in and watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as the storm system approaches. For tonight, look for increasing clouds. We should be dry this evening, but maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours, low 55. Tomorrow, showers are likely. Maybe some thunderstorms around 2. High tomorrow, around 71. Tomorrow night, behind the front, becoming partly cloudy, overnight low 53. On Friday, mid-70s. Should be a nice day. Lots of sunshine. Maybe some spotty showers Friday evening and Friday night. But then a great weekend forecast. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday with sunshine. Stay on top of weather changes all the time with our free weather app. It has push notifications for severe weather alert. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You're with your baby girl. You've been practicing your mamas and dadas for weeks. And now she looks up and begins to mouth her very first words. You can feel it. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's time to get down to your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer and test drive the Mercedes-Benz GLE, an SUV with the power and capability to handle anything with confidence and active safety features to keep your family safe. That's a smart mama. Smart Dada. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,295 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 30th, 2018. Some equipment is grabbed as optional. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Ever wish the world was more rewarding? Maybe a little less,
hey, move it or lose it, buddy.
And a little more,
your wish is my command.
We do too. And while we can't change the world, we can change the way you get rewarded. At Wind Creek Casino and Hotel, you can earn great rewards like free play, free hotel stays, even free trips to Aruba just by playing your favorite games. Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at your favorite Wind Creek Casino and find your winning moment.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I was just downstairs checking traffic. I didn't see anything, and I came back upstairs, and Sam called and says he just saw a wreck. What'd you see, Sam?
There's a couple vehicle accidents, actually three, on 65 right, on 85 right before you get on 65 northbound.
You mean where 65 and 85?
Yeah, right at the interchange there.
Okay. And that's northbound?
Yeah, correct. Right before you get on the northbound exit of 65. And it's, at least three vehicles. The far right lane is the only one open now. They're wrecked vehicles blocked. The emergency personnel hadn't got there yet, but it doesn't look like there are any injuries.
All right, well, we saw that seven-car wreck. I don't know that anybody was badly hurt in that one, but, man, 65 was hell on earth for about an hour and a half yesterday morning. So thanks for the heads up on that.
I was there. It was a good time. It was the 65 parking lot.
Yeah, we had a lot of contestants that morning because people were just sitting there. They had nothing to do. We appreciate the call. We'll get that done.
Yeah, no problem. Engine.
All right, in 60 seconds we come back. We're going to talk identity theft with Barney the Dinosaur, but not until we hear about identity from Norm MacDonald.
And from the Goodson Group. And here is your 2018 real estate market report. The average sales for homes in our region was $161,700 for the first 3 months of 2018. Listings are taking less time to attract buyers, and the supply of available homes is shrinking. Sales of first-time buyer homes priced from $100,000 to $140,000 have been outpacing other price ranges in sales throughout the river region. Buyers are looking for well-cared-for existing homes that do not need major repairs and that are fairly priced. 80% of home buyers last year chose their home by curb appeal first before they called their realtor. Knowing how to price your home, how to stage your home, how to show and present your home will make all of the difference of whether you sell your home. For all the details, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or bogoodson at charter.net.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, this occurred to me today. ID, which I had to show it again. There's a strange abbreviation when you think about it. I is short for I. is short for dentification. They could have split that one up a little better, you know? That was the TV, I watch the news, make you afraid, the news, you know? Put all these stories on, Iraq, Iran, North Korea, you know, try to scare you, you know? But does it ever really scare you? Like, you ever wake up in the middle of the night, North Korea! That little tiny country across the ocean. I wonder if they'll get me. Plus, didn't MASH settle that like 20 years ago?
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about identity theft. You're so young, you probably would never guess. You can be the victim of identity theft. Someone's used your name and numbers, and that means you have to suffer spending the whole summer trying to pay it back. Say goodbye to playing outside this summer, kids. You're in debt up to your crying eyeballs. Your credit is in the trash. Your piggy banks have all been smashed because you needed the money to pay off the debt, leaving you destitute and depressed. Oh, studies show when a child's identity is stolen, it's usually by someone they know. So the next time mommy brings home Uncle Chet or Uncle Brad, don't tell him you're social. Barney loves you.
Chet.
You know, it is true, though, that these lowlifes are stealing the identity of little kids.
That's crazy, man.
There's just no...
No shame.
No shame, and nobody is safe. Nobody is safe. Blake Shelton's upset because Miranda Lambert's dating a married man.
Didn't they get divorced?
It should be the country music world was supposed to be like the moral bastion of...
No, good Lord, no.
Yeah. I have a little piece of... And I'm not bringing this up because I think you need to hear it or that maybe anybody needs to hear it, but
okay,
it's from...
You don't have to preface it that way if you want to tell me something.
Business Insider. It's about three signs that you may be drinking too much.
It's like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
So this is a study out this week that found that people who regularly have more than one or two drinks a day have a lot more bad bacteria in their mouth,
mm-hmm,
and less good bacteria, which can cause gum disease.
Mm.
If your dentist doesn't like what they see and you've been drinking more than usual, that might have something to do with it. And here are three other indications that you might be drinking more than you realize. Number one, you're sick a lot. Drinking weakens your immune system, so you're less likely to fight off colds and infections. You're also more likely to develop pneumonia. Two, you're sad a lot.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the insanity of alcoholism because alcohol is a depressant. People get sad, something going on in their life, job isn't fun anymore, somebody in the family's got some trauma, so they hit the bottle to forget, and what it does is it makes them more depressed, which then in turn magnifies the problems and begins a vicious cycle. An occasional drink can help you relax, might even make you feel happier for a temporary period of time. But again, alcohol is a depressant, meaning the happy feeling is just temporary. Once it's out of your system, it can again leave you depressed. And then finally, your skin doesn't look good.
Mm.
Alcohol causes inflammation, which can lead to blotchiness, more wrinkles, and enlarged pores. Have you ever been up close to somebody who looked like they had bigger pores than normal?
Yes.
That's probably an alcohol-created issue. It's very unattractive. Large pores are worse than a wart.
Oh, my.
Liquor is harder on your skin than beer and wine because your liver has to work harder to metabolize it. That's called the process of putrefaction, you see. And that's why it's recommended that once you've had two drinks in an hour, from that point on, because of your body's ability to putrefy the alcohol, only one drink per hour following that. That should keep you out of trouble. Anyway, I just thought I'd pass that along because I'm all about happy news today.
But can't you get the... I mean, obviously alcoholism is worse, but if you are downing, say, like sugary drinks all day, isn't that also putting in, doing a number on your liver?
Sugary drinks?
Yeah, like Mountain Dew all day long.
That's a lot of caffeine. That's one of the highest caffeine sodas out there.
Caffeine, too, but...
Caffeine can be... damaging, I suppose.
And we both drink a lot of caffeine.
Yeah, I mean, I probably drink the equivalent of 3 to 4 pots of coffee a day.
Whew.
I don't realize, you know, I keep saying, God, why are we going through so much milk? But I put milk in my coffee, and so that adds up quickly. That's calories, too. But alcohol, you know, every drink you take, every breath you take, every drink you take, washes away brain cells. Now you have literally trillions of brain cells, but if you drink enough, and you, once they're gone, they can't be replaced. The brain does not regenerate.
I don't really drink anymore.
It can lead to a condition called wet brain. And wet brain is something that happens in people that drink heavily over an extended period of time, and they become incapacitated. In other words, they have washed away so many brain cells that they're never going to be a normal, functional human being again.
Happens. Damn.
So
that's a lot of alcohol, I'd imagine.
In other cheery news today, cupcakes cause cancer. No, it's
right.
One of those things. You know, forget your troubles. Leave your cares behind. Come and join us at Bomb Hours tonight.
Yeah.
For our nights at the round tables. And get over there after the show. And Joey said that he's going to stop by tonight after the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Indeed.
And he's going to have our boss on tonight.
Yes.
Rick Peters. This will be one of the butteriest sounding hours of radio you will ever hear in your life. Don't remember what I told you to ask him, right?
Yeah, about the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if that ever happened to him.
All right.
See if he tells you that story. I think the statute of limitations has run out on that. Today, Al Pacino was 78. Here's another situation where I surfed into a movie I had no plans to watch. Remember the other day I told you about The Queen?
Mm-hmm.
Story, that's the one that I think Helen Mirren, if she didn't win Best Actress, she should have. Because it was a great story about how the palace was really indifferent and very... uncaring about Diana's death and vastly underestimated the British population and how heavily they were affected by it. And eventually she was compelled to come out and show support, or could have meant the end of the royal family. Now we care again. We have royal babies and all that crap. I surfed into a movie. We had free HBO for 4 days. And most of it was junk. I'm not... Bill Maher. Wow, I can't wait to see that.
You don't want to get down with Westworld?
That's been around for a while. It would take me a week to catch up to that.
Right, it's a whole season you've missed. Yeah. I haven't watched much of it either. I've watched 2 episodes of it. It's good, but I just, you know, I've got things to do.
Is there a lot of nudity in that show?
Yes, it's awesome.
Nudity is awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, among the celebrity birthdays today, and Rich does these during the timeline every morning, Al Pacino. Al Pacino was in a movie. I don't remember this coming out. It may have been one that was made for HBO. It may have been their own private production called Paterno. And it's all about Joe Paterno and the Sandusky scandal and all the different ways that affected things at Penn State. And I caught it halfway through, but it was good enough. And let me just say this. I didn't recognize Al Pacino in this role. It wasn't until the credits were rolling that I saw his name, and I, you know, rewound the DVR. And sure enough, it was him, but they really made him up to look like Joe Paterno. Al Pacino was 78. Here is a montage of some of his more memorable movie scenes.
Al Pacino.
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
I know it was you, Fredo.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
You know something, people? You're going to be remembered the rest of your lives for the day you got held up and kidnapped.
It's all a whim. Rob a bank.
I had a plan.
Hello, Sonny. You're on the air.
We're entertainment, right? What do you got for us?
Panic up!
My name is Arthur Kirkland, and I am the defense counsel.
If he's allowed to go free, then something really wrong is going on
Mr.
here.
Mr. Kirkland, you are out of order.
What's coming to me?
Oh, well, what's coming to you, Tony?
The world, Chico. And everything in it.
Say hello to my new friend! What do you want?
I want a job.
A job?
Don't shrug, imbecile. I'm blind. Don't think I can't see women, because I can't see women. Women are the essence of life.
Hoo-ah!
We've had a lot of fun with that word over the years. One of the movies in this list, you recognize The Godfather, Dog Day Afternoon. The movie that most people may not recall, but if you can find it on one of the movie services, it's called And Justice for All. And Jack Warden is in this movie, plays a crazy-ass judge, and Al Pacino's an attorney, and it's really entertaining. It's very entertaining. It's not a comedy, per se. It's just... It's a good movie that keeps you engaged and has some interesting plot twists. And Justice for All, that came out in the late 70s. 84, I see your number on the line here, but we got to get a couple of things done. We'll be right to you.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The accident on Atlanta Highway appears to be off to the side and out of the way. Traffic moving through there pretty well. On Perry Hill Road, that accident there is just north of Harrison Road in front of the church, and it looks like it's still being worked on a little bit there. Interstate systems are okay. The boulevard looking real good, and the 31s are all right. Get an extra $1,000 trade-in on any used Toyota Tundra or RAV4. At the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter, the selection is incredible at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as the storm system approaches. For tonight, look for increasing clouds. We should be dry this evening, but maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours, low 55. Tomorrow, showers are likely. Maybe some thunderstorms around 2. High tomorrow, around 71. Tomorrow night, behind the front, becoming partly cloudy, overnight low 53. On Friday, mid-70s. Should be a nice day. Lots of sunshine. Maybe some spotty showers Friday evening and Friday night. But then a great weekend forecast. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday with sunshine. Stay on top of weather changes all the time with our free weather app. It has push notifications for severe weather alert. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look. Where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's a new season, which means there are new changes that you should know about. If you currently have a conventional loan, this message is for you. Listen up. If you owe $454,000 or less on your home, then it is time for you to take advantage of the new conforming loan program. Call me at 567-4223. Let's talk about how you could be saving money today. Ring in the new season with more money in your pocket. Now is the time to lower your rate rate and payment. Why pay more than you have to? Let's talk through the options together to create your very own Alabama home mortgage. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The man who brought the rock and roll edge to the Eagles is flying solo. Grammy winner and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, Don Felder. Saturday, October 27th, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Performing hits like Life in the Fast Lane, Hotel California, Take It Easy, Tequila Sunrise, and more. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and at the Impact Box Office. 334-481-5100. Presented by Impact Live.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, heading over to Baumhauer's in about 18 shopping minutes, and 84 is on the phone.
Hey, Greg, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good. I don't know if Joey mentioned it to you, but I texted yesterday. I found your time in the air together. It was really, really great.
Oh, well, I sure appreciate that.
Yeah, well, good show. Good show Monday night, man.
It was. No, I just had a traffic update.
Oh, would you like the big important sounding news bullet and all that?
Please.
Wait, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
So what'd you find?
No, as I'm headed to Baumhauer's, 85 South is a parking lot from the Union Street exit. Is actually up around Perry Street where it goes over the interstate.
Yeah.
It is a parking lot all the way back to Ann Street. If you're going south on I-85, you need to get off. And there's several emergency vehicles, and there's
Is there an accident on that side? Because we got a report earlier of a wreck on northbound 85 right at the interchange there with 65 that was a mess.
Yeah, now this is on the southbound side because I didn't have any problem coming through, but there was a cruiser was sitting up on the embankment there, like between Lawrence Street and Perry Street, or between Perry and Court Street on where the embankment is there.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple of, I don't know, there were some EMTs out there and different things. But it was dead stopped until you got to Ann Street, and they were piling up. So if you're going south on 85, get off at Perry Hill Road and find another way.
All right, we have one final visit to the traffic dungeon scheduled, so we'll go down there in just a few minutes. Oh, by the way, we just got a text from Emily Hayes. Fiance said three cars in a wreck past Union. One's up on the hill. So, yeah.
That's it. Fiance is correct.
Okay. All right. We'll get one final report from Rick Walker before we wrap up this afternoon. Thanks for the call.
Okay. We'll see you in a little while.
I believe this guy has a little butt for me tonight, right, Herman?
That's right. I got it with me. It's on the way.
Looking forward to that. I'm going to whip up a batch of my homemade barbecue sauce and impress my coworkers in the morning.
I got little Herman with me, too.
Oh, you had the bomb hours?
Oh, yeah.
You seeing any of this traffic calamity that's been going on?
We hadn't made it quite that far yet. We're still on 31 coming out of Pratt. Mm. But I just wanted to comment. It's funny to hear 84 on the phone. Hearing him in studio so much lately. I guess he's a star now and he can't call in. He just rides in and talks on the radio from the studio.
Well, no, he's a good studio sidekick.
He is. We love 84. But looking forward to it. We'll be seeing y'all here in a few minutes.
I appreciate that, Herman. Thank you.
All right.
5:46 is the time before we make that final trip to the traffic dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
Let me remind you, we have a company here in town that was founded in 1964 by a Montgomery police officer whose hobby was making shutters. And what he found was that the people liked his product so much they wanted to pay him to make them. So he started doing that. The problem was, his shutters became so popular, he couldn't keep up with demand. So he said, you know what I need to do? I need to open a factory. And that's what he did on Coffee Street. And that was probably before I-65 was put in, or they were just getting it in the mid-60s. And it's still there on Coffee Street. It's kind of a humble place, but man, it is a beehive of activity, as the best shutters in the world are made at Southern Shutter. Best? I don't think that's an exaggeration. Go to southernshutter.com and see for yourself. What you see there is what you can have inside or outside your home, painted or stained. It's still a process as they engage technology and machinery to assist. But skilled people, I mean, when they can shape wood and make archways, that's pretty impressive stuff. I enjoyed watching that. It takes about a week to 10 days for every shutter order to be completed because they don't rush the process, and they put it, install it in your home, inside or outside your home, and back it up with a guarantee that is second to none. So it's a great investment, and they can be functional. We're looking at doing it in the large bedroom so that when I can darken it and turn it into a cave for a midday nap, I can do that. I don't have that ability yet. Got those crappy old blinds on. But somebody's always getting married in my family, and I have to set aside the money for other things. But it's coming soon. Coming soon. If you're interested in shutters and some of the other window treatments they're offering, call Hunter Robinson at 294-1258, 294-1258. Or again, visit southernshutter.com, because what you see there is what you can have in your home. All right, 548. This is our final look at the roads from Rick Walker's vantage point.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Be aware, there is some rush hour traffic. South Union all the way down to the interchange on 85 southbound. Looks like Madison all the way down to Maxwell Boulevard is kind of busy and backed up a little bit there. Stop and go stuff around the boulevard. Atlanta Highway's pretty busy. Taylor Road's got some backed up traffic. Lots of folks trying to get to the house right about now. So watch out. There's a little stop and go stuff everywhere. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to Lightstream.com/news. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
I think it was last Friday we talked about that restaurant in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Where they served the flaming dessert.
Oh, and they flambéed.
I've got the audio from that here.
Oh.
This is a Greek restaurant in Baltimore, and it's a cheese dish called Saganaki. Saganaki. I mean, that sounds like a place that's already had a bad experience with fire. The flames blew up so fast it set off the sprinkler system. I've been curious to hear what this sounds like. There's the flames. And there's the sprinkler system. In other wrestling news, former wrestler, The Rock, right? Wasn't he a wrestler?
Yeah, he was one of the biggest ones of the Attitude Era.
He got involved He was invited to go to a girl's prom.
Oh, I've seen this. This is fantastic.
He couldn't do it, so he rented out a theater for her to see his new... By the way, he does have a movie coming out this summer called The Skyscraper, I think.
Yes.
That looks really good. That looks like it could be fun to go see. It looks like The Towering Inferno from 1974, but it's got today's special effects. It looks cool. So he rented out a theater for her to see his new movie for free, and he let her know with a surprise announcement over the intercom at her school.
Good morning to the Stillwater Area High School students. And you're probably thinking, what is The Rock doing on our intercom system? Well, I'm sending a message to a very special young lady, and her name is Miss Katie Kelvin. We are now best friends, and I have so much love for you because you're so awesome. And a very special gift, I have rented out a theater tomorrow. I want you to grab all your favorite friends and your closest family members, wherever you want to bring Katie, because tomorrow at 4:45, I'm showing you a screening of my new movie, Rampage, and all the popcorn and candy and soda.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's a great way to make friends, and kind of back out of a situation that was a little bit difficult.
Well, he's one of the biggest stars now. It's amazing. I'm saying, like, he's really an A-lister now.
One of the few. By the way, the number of A-listers. I remember it wasn't that long ago where Jim Carrey was considered, I think he was the first one to demand and get $20 million for a movie. Nobody would give him $2 million today. He is masterminded through his behavior and his asshat political views, insulting, no matter how you look at it, half the people in the country with his ignorance. During that free HBO week, there's a movie called Yes Man. I watched about 5 minutes of it, and it was just Jim Carrey looking like a middle-aged man, making silly rubbery faces and doing shtick that Jim Carrey did on In Living Color 20 years ago. I was embarrassed for him a little. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, the category we are charged with telling you about. The group that's under 10,000, and I was telling somebody this morning, if you're shopping for a new driver in the family, A, you want them in something safe that's got some meat on the bones, modern safety features, and they want to drive something that doesn't embarrass them. This is where you make those two universes meet. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, because cars in this under 10,000 category have to earn their way in. Basically, what David Ingram tells the mechanics is, find a reason for us not to resell this. We just took this in trade. Look for something that will cause us to not have to sell this vehicle. And if they look and they can't find anything, they go back to David and say, we can do it. We can resell this one because it's in good condition. The engine is ready to be reliable. That's what you want. You don't want your new driver out, you know, getting stuck on the side of the road and figuring out how to call AAA. Janelle's first car was a Jetta. They got a Volkswagen Jetta here for $6,800. It's a 2013 with only 92,000 miles. There's a 2002 Nissan Altima. That's a good, solid sedan. $4,700, only 95,000 miles. So that car was driven about 4,500 miles a year over its lifetime. So it was baby. That's why it's in great condition. You have SUVs, both large and small, Volvos, even a Porsche Cayenne, which is the most expensive choice in that category at $9,700. Tip Thames and his team will make sure that you have the most unused shopping car experience of your life. They're great folks to work with. Stop and see them. That's Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or browse online because they got dozens of pictures of everything they sell at Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com.
For the last several years, Montgomery has been a real clown show. Sex scandals, backroom deals, ethics violations, and gross mismanagement. The lobbyists get richer, and the legislature's answer is just more taxes. This circus has got to stop. Jim Ziegler said he would stop it, but he's mismanaged his office, and his antics have embarrassed Alabama and made conservatives look foolish.
Stan Cook is the better man to get the job done.
Hi, I'm Stan Cook. Jim Ziegler said he'd fight for us, but all he's done is grab some headlines and promote himself. I guess we just can't expect a clown to shut down the circus. But I will. I will stand up for our religious liberty and defend our Second Amendment. Stop the backroom deals and focus on balancing the budget without raising taxes. So vote for me, Stan Cook, for state auditor. Conservatives, let's stop the circus in Montgomery and make Alabama proud.
Paid for by Stan Cook, a real conservative for Alabama state auditor.
P.O. Box 130, Kimberly, Alabama, 35091.
Springtime is the best time to save thousands at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the spring sales event, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock, or up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we want it. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
It's that time again. Spring is here, and your friends at Peaches and Clean can help relieve some of your spring fever cleaning. For a limited time, take a 15% discount off any secondary service while Peaches and Clean is at your home performing your primary cleaning or service. That means when Peaches cleans your carpet, you can save 15% on things like tile and grout cleaning, upholstery cleaning, or in-home rug cleaning. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch. The normal menu, along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast, from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs, to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
Did you hear all that butter? You're going to feel like a bagel in an hour. After Rick Peters joins Joey Clark for the Joey Clark Radio Hour, still some updates on traffic mess. Southbound 65 at Union is backed up to